Thank you for listening to 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley, Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
You should give as you are able, because the need is immediate.
Longtime KAXE contributor and Minnesota Star Tribune columnist Aaron Brown. We talked about recent cuts to public media.
It's the people here who make it go. If you want a nice, independent, completely northern Minnesota media source that isn't beholden to anybody else, you have to be willing to put in a little bit of money. This is the time. This is the moment when we have to make decisions about what really is important to our community and to ourselves.
I'm Jennifer Barr. Give right now at KAXE.org. Thank you for your support.
And intersections of community events, opportunities to volunteer, live music like Riverfest, humor and laughter, and more. Indeed, you are authentic local radio, community radio. May you continue to thrive and live your mission, vision, and values.
Holy smokes. Thank you so much. Yeah, that's why it took a while to pledge.
Sandy Kaplan and Don Hickman, longtime members, those thoughts keeping us going this morning. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org.
Speaking of Brainerd, I want to thank the Lake Country Journal, a magazine showcasing beauty, landscapes, and people of Lake Country. The February-March issue publishes the winners of their annual photo contest, which are also displayed at the Brainerd Lakes Regional Airport, lakecountryjournal.com. Chance of showers today, cloudy with temperatures 42 to 44, north winds 5 to 10. A chance of rain flurries tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 27 to 32. And then Saturday, partly sunny, highs in the low 40s. And remember to set your clocks back.
All back.
And Sunday, mostly cloudy with highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. Thanks, everybody, for listening in, and thanks for the pledges, and thanks for the match. And now it's going to be a Halloween frenzy the rest of the day.
I can see the devil and he's beating on. I can see the devil and he's beating on. I can see the devil and I can see the mamas working for a dollar. Cities and the hollers to keep on walking in the sunshine, sunshine, walking in the sunshine. Spoon bread, butter, and some cake roll. Pot liquor, hugging on a handball.
Thank you. Desire. How could Halloween Headwaters. That was Flock of Dimes from the wonderful new Life You Save album. Really been digging into it. The very first song on it, it's about not being afraid, but I thought it'd go well with our other songs that we kicked off the show today here on the 31st of October. Desmond Dekker with Dracula, Bird and the Bee with Witch, and S.G. Goodman from her new album, Planting by the Signs. That was I Can See the Devil. Thank you for tuning in. Happy Halloween. Just a reminder, we've got a big bowl of KEXE candy. It's, well, a big bowl of candy at KEXE. It is, we didn't make our own candy, but maybe in the future we will do that. So stop by throughout business hours today. Going to be hanging out. The whole staff is in costume as well. A lot of fun going on today. My name is Malachi Coons. Going to have a lot of different spooky-ish songs here this hour. Minnesota Mixtape coming up at 10, and it's a full hour of Minnesota songs that will fit the day as well. In just a few moments, I'm going to be chatting with Ian Stenland of jazz swing hot club group Mississippi Hot Club. They are playing a few shows all around the area tonight in Duluth, tomorrow in Bemidji, and Sunday in Grand Rapids. So getting a little info on that group and all the shows that is coming up here in just a moment. We receive support from Boreal Brushworks Painting in Bemidji, providing full-service interior painting in residential locations throughout northern Minnesota, offering custom kitchen cabinet refinishing, as well as one-room or whole-house repainting. More information at borealbrushworkspainting.com. Support also comes from Clocko Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old-world styles of beer, as well as modern classics for 8 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 8, and Sunday from noon to 6. There is more info at clockobrewing.com. What are you up to today? Our question of the week has been, you have any iconic Halloween costumes, personal favorites? Maybe it's thoughts on what candy there is. I got a whole selection here on the table in front of me that was just sent my way. I picked an Almond Joy. Been a long time since I had one, so it's kind of more of a, you know, want to try something that I haven't had for a while. But you have a favorite candy, favorite costume. Maybe you don't even like Halloween. You can share those thoughts as well. We always want to hear from you. 218-326-1234. Right now on Headwaters here on KAXE, very excited to be joined by Ian Stenland of the Mississippi Hot Club, a jazz group that is touring through northern Minnesota this weekend. Tonight they'll be in Duluth, tomorrow in Bridges in Bemidji, and Sunday back here in Grand Rapids at the Rife Center. So we're going to be chatting with Ian about what the group's been up to. They've got lots and lots of ties to Grand Rapids, and kind of looking forward to what these shows are all about. So right off the bat, yeah, thank you for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Malachi.
I wanted to ask you, what's new with the Mississippi Hot Club? What do you guys got going on right now?
What new would be that we haven't been to Grand Rapids for 8 years or more. We played at Brood Awakenings back then.
Wow.
Had a really good turnout, and just schedule-wise and routing-wise, we haven't had a chance to make it back up, so we are very excited to play at the Rife Center Ives Theater on Sunday as one of our first times back since we started this band.
So there's obviously, you are from Grand Rapids. Many other folks in the band are as well. I'm guessing is 8 years kind of the longest time since you started playing music that you didn't play in your hometown?
Yeah, several of us did play in Grand Rapids at the Rife Center for a different project called Dream on Nelson.
Yes.
With my brother Kai and Josh and Joe Downing. That's Josh Parlanti. So Joe Downing and Josh Parlanti are also in Mississippi Hot Club. And then we have Alyssa Jacobson, who is the fiddle player, and she's originally from Stillwater. That's a long stint to not play our hometown. We finally are making it back up.
Yeah, that one is going to be on Sunday, 2 p.m., the Rife Center for their cozy concert series they've been doing. This is also going to be tomorrow. Is this your first show in Bemidji at Bridges?
Yes, it is.
So kind of a lot of firsts on this one. Also, you have tonight. What's the vibe going to be like tonight? Because it's Halloween. So,
yeah. Also, one of the first, if not the first time, we are going to play in Duluth. And we're playing at Ursa Minor Brewing. And it is Halloween night. It's just going to be a music show. I'm sure that costumes are allowed. And I think it's typical brewery vibes where, you know, there's times when it's open to all ages and pets and things like that too.
Yeah. For you guys, kind of stepping back, looking big picture at Hot Club music, the music that you guys play, I wanted to ask you, what drew you personally to the music of Django Reinhardt and Hot Club, like really early on for you when you first got into it?
Yeah, people will, you know, probably recognize the name Sam Miltich in Grand Rapids. I grew up with Sam. Actually, Sam's dad and my dad went to high school together as well. So we have that Grand Rapids connection. And Sam Miltich and I were playing music together in high school. And he introduced me to the music of Django Reinhardt and in taught me how to play the rhythm guitar technique of hot club music, which is called the pump, translated to English. I'm blessed to have learned from such a inspired and accomplished player. Obviously, Sam has progressed in his musical career since high school too. And then when I moved to Minneapolis after a small stint in Wisconsin, I found some, you know, Josh Parlanti was had started a hot club band, and I asked him if I could join. And after a few months of talking to him about it, he had me come on and play with the band.
Yeah, I really think it's pretty interesting that all these hot club, it seems like Grand Rapids really punches above its weight for how many quality hot club players are from here. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. And Minnesota in general. Obviously there are places like, you know, Hot Club of San Francisco from San Francisco in the Bay Area, Hot Club of Detroit. But there are, I mean, off the top of my head, you know, 3, 4, 5 different ensembles that are mainly playing the music of Django Reinhardt down here in the cities where we are. And we just had our first Django festival in Minneapolis this last July, where 14 to 16 of those musicians were featured at the festival.
So still going very strong. I had a question about kind of leading into how you keep things fresh with a style of music that has been around for a while. You guys do an amazing Cantina Band theme. So how does drawing from kind of interesting sources and maybe non-traditional jazz idioms keep this older style of music fresh for you guys?
It is one of the beauties of hot club swing music, and why, you know, it was even, I guess, popular or so well received back even in the 30s and 40s is that these jazz musicians were doing versions of pop tunes back then as well. So that is part of the tradition for starting with Django, that he heard American swing music like Louis Armstrong and was playing that, but they were also playing popular tunes and such. I mean, there's even a Django Reinhardt recording of Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Les Paul and Django did meet, and obviously Les Paul and Mary Ford were doing a lot of pop music together and doing it in kind of a Western swing style too. So yeah, we'll do like things that sometimes you hear a song, like a popular song or like a well-known song or something from movies or something, that you hear it and you immediately go, that could be done in the Django style. Like you just know right away. And then there are other times when we kind of force it, so to speak, and say, let's mold this in a funny way to sound like Django.
Yeah, I would imagine for the Cantina Band theme, it kind of fits into the former of what you said there. It almost seems like they really were thinking about that style of music. I've always loved that. It's always been any style of music when someone does that song, I love it. But could you give some examples of ones where you kind of have to, I don't know what you said, force or smash or like weirder ways to get Hot Club onto some stuff that you guys do?
Well, we're not performing it yet, but we're working on doing Electric Light Orchestra song in the style of Django.
Love to hear that.
And I mean, I'm speaking off the cuff, so I don't have, you know, very specific examples right now, but we also, well, I guess Mario video game soundtrack song we do. I believe it's Mario 2's Underworld or Overworld. I don't remember. But we do, some video game songs and things like that. That was Josh's idea, and he arranged that. And that, I think, you know, works quite well, but if you were to compare the versions back to back, you wouldn't necessarily hear it right away, I think.
Yeah, there's a whole world that I know there are a lot of people who hold sort of a lot of Japanese video game music composers in high esteem, and it's like a thing that I don't know much about, but it seems like more and more you're seeing people sort of draw from these iconic soundtracks.
Yeah, absolutely. And the going back to the Cantina band, to my ear, that has a lot of klezmer influence to it, and that is klezmer music. Definitely is within the realm of the Romani music diaspora around the world of Romani musicians who have. Been involved in many, many musical traditions, and klezmer is one of them.
We are speaking to Ian Stenland of Mississippi Hot Club here on Headwaters. They are performing tonight in Duluth at Ursa Minor, tomorrow in Bemidji at Bridget's Irish Pub, and Sunday 2 o'clock at the Rife Center's Cozy Concert Series. So before we let you go, Ian, those are all 3 days in a row, all right along Highway 2. But each show, I'm guessing, is a little different. You know, one is at the theater, a little more sit down. Some are at more bars. How do you guys kind of switch things up and plan for those different shows? And I guess what would you, say to everyone in these different areas about what kind of shows they're going to see if they come on out?
Sure. One of the things that I love about this style of music is how versatile it is. And the fact that we've been playing together so long, 12 years or so, that we are able to really shape the sound and the program and the way we're playing to each individual setting and create the vibe, so to speak. So at the Halloween show in Duluth, we'll, you know, probably play some longer extended things that are in minor keys that are maybe a little bit spookier. Depending on the vibe, Josh may play electric guitar versus acoustic guitar. We like to also cater to the sit-down crowd at the Rife Center by having Josh sit down on a piano if available, because he is a fantastic keyboard and piano player. That's where he actually learned his first instrument is piano, even though he's very masterful on guitar as well. So being able to see Josh and hear Josh in a set, you know, at the Rife Center playing some tunes on piano too, that it's us very impromptu, because I have a piano at home and we'll play here and there. You know, he'll play with us at practice or in a jam here and there, but we like to kind of keep it fresh by taking a couple risks for the audience, because I think the audience does like to see that.
Wonderful. This has been Ian Stenland of the Mississippi Hot Club here on Headwaters on KAXE. 3 chances to catch him around northern Minnesota this weekend. Thanks for coming on, Ian.
Thank you, Malachi.
Some Swing 42 from the Mississippi Hot Club. Thanks to Ian for coming on. A lot of chances to see him around the area. Northern Minnesota music Check out the set list at KEXC.org for a deep dive into a few other shows as well that are taking place this evening and also Saturday and Sunday. This is Headwaters on KAXE. I'm your host, Malachi Coons. It is time right now for our album of the week, and it is a good fit, I think, for the 31st of October. Geese, the New York band, out with their third album. It's called Getting Killed. What's more Halloween than getting killed and being dead?
Come and get me, I won't better if your dad showed you some feelings. Need a hug, you've been deprived. Beat my chest, I still revive. Need a burn of future so your Israel can feel alive. Yo, death goes on me, feed on your mind. He say jump, you ready, falling in line. Death goes on me, think too hard and you play. Come and get me, I won't live on my name. I'm seeing it, sorry. Leave me orange, man, let me enjoy my Macaulay. That hobo look like Jesus, but you spit on his wit. You treat your Bible like a weapon, you ain't reading that.
Can't believe we let the whole world get turned by Hank Hill. Look at my homies on the block till the Red Cross suffers. Trade away sheets for the blue life colors. Milk in the lamb been shedded. Pinstripe fruitless udders. Wind still sings my letters. Open the heart, still udders, still free. Palestine, my blood about that. You don't catch me stutter. There goes on me.
Bombing at your feet. It's not left and right.
Not left and right.
Just up and down.
Just up and down.
There we go. Death Cult Zombie. If you attended Judge That Jam at Clocko on Wednesday, got a little sneak peek of that one as we were doing a little bit of unreleased music, having folks join together. That one right there. A Lot of Fans played right at the end. It's new from Genesis Owusu. I am loving his first two singles from this new album. That one's called Death Cult Zombie. Could not play it on a Halloween edition of Headwaters. Owusu has absolutely taken no prisoners so far in these new songs, and they are hitting so hard for me. Coco Taylor before that, she is the voodoo woman, Getting Killed from Geese, our album of the week. Let us know what you think of that one. Text in 218-326-1234. Coming up in just a moment, our slice of green cheese, your chance to win a coupon to an area business. And then at 10 o'clock, it is Minnesota Mixtape. A deep dive into Minnesota music, and of course, bringing you a Halloween special. We've got spooky Minnesota songs from artists like Bob Dylan, Dessa, Black Widows, Sunny Night and the Lakers, all coming up in the next hour. After that, World Cafe is at 11. And then looking on to later today, your On the River hosts, let's see, at... If my thing will load, there we go. We got Gina the Knife cooking up some music from 1 to 4. Really looking forward to that set. Ken McBride tonight from 7 to 10 as well. Keep it right here on KEXC. It is Halloween, and I'm sure both of those folks will be mixing in some things. Whatever you're doing, stop on down to KEXC. If you got a little time off, got a big bowl of candy, come say hi and see our costumes. I will be playing something from the person that I am dressed up as in just a little bit. First up, though, let's do our... Actually, first up, I wanted to let you know that something I didn't realize, but Jen Kellen let me know. We started off the show today with S.G. Goodman's I Can See the Devil, very fitting for the day. And Jen liked that song and reminded me that S.G. Goodman is coming to the Fine Line on November 8th on Saturday. What a favorite, one of my favorite sets of Riverfest. Not this year's, but the one before. And I personally, I know the Fine Line has some haters and some lovers. I do love the Fine Line. I feel like I always have a good time there and I always have a good view. Anyways, S.G. Goodman's going to be there. So thank you to Jen for sharing that information. Right now, let's do our slice of green cheese, our daily trivia question. Be the first to call in with the correct answer and we will send you a coupon for a treat at an area business. Thanks goes out to today's sponsors, Dairy Queen in Grand Rapids, Common Grounds 218 in Longville, and Wings Airport Cafe in Brainerd for making the daily slice of green cheese possible. If you have won sometime in the last 30 days, please hold your calls. Give someone else a chance. Here is today's question. It is Halloween. Why did I write this like that? Many traditions of the holiday are said to come from what Gaelic festival that takes place November 1st and celebrates the end of the harvest season? If you know the answer or want to make a guess, call 218-326-1234. The question, again, is, it is Halloween today. Many traditions of this holiday are said to come from what Gaelic festival that takes place tomorrow on November 1st and is a celebration of the end of the harvest season? Call 218-326-1234 with your guess. Here is something from the Budos Band. Hold your calls for today's slice of green cheese. We do have a winner. You can hold your calls. We have a winner.